I got an email from the Soldiering On Awards panel. It was just to say congratulations, you've been shortlisted to become a finalist for this year's Soldiering On Awards. And I was like, right, that's brilliant, fantastic, how did that happen? And it was a friend who was in my cohort in combat stress. We went through the 6 weeks intensive treatment program together, a guy called John Grant, and he nominated me and for a Sporting Excellence Award.
The Sporting Excellence, is that in relation to you being at the Invictus Games?
That's been with the Invictus, it's been with the On Course Foundation playing golf. It's trying to inspire others to, even though we've got mental health problems, we can still get up and get on with things.
You've sort of diversified into a number of sports, haven't you?
Well, shot put, discus, rowing, archery, powerlifting, and I even did the 100 metres at the last Invictus Games. Golf's the main one as well. So it's just about, it's not what we can't do, it's what we can do.
How many people were actually nominated to be put forward for the Soldiering On Awards?
Well, I knew there was over 20,000 entries, individuals or charities to go forward for these Soldiering On Awards, and then it was narrowed down to different groups. So in my group there's five finalists. I know there's guys that took part in the Blesma row the Atlantic, so I'm up against stiff opposition, but again it's about being there and openly promoting mental illness and what we can do, and that's only a good thing.
You yourself do suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, and you're very involved in Heads Together. And what other charities do you work with?
I'm an ambassador for the On Course Foundation to get veterans, wounded, injured and sick into playing golf and into the golf industry. I also am an ambassador for Horseback UK, again using equine therapy to help guys who have been through the mill, and again to getting them gainfully employed. I'm very, very proud of Help for Heroes. They've helped me throughout my recovery, and it's nice to stand back as an ambassador to get other men and women who are still sitting at home suffering, trying to get them forward and get the help they need with Heads Together, Prince Harry's charity. I work there as well, and working with Ewan Thomas this year, trying to get the guys ready for the London Marathon, because Heads Together is the number one charity for the London Marathon. So Ewan Thomas, the ex-Olympic athlete, he's wanting me to be involved this year to help the guys get ready for the marathon. So as long as he's not asking me to run a marathon, we'll be all right.
So these awards are going to be held on the 24th of March in London. Very posh night. Tell me, are you looking forward to it?
Yes, it's another good night to get the old black tie tux on and take the her indoors with me. Give her a wee treat in London. Yeah, it's a big fancy awards. It's going to be loads of people there. Yeah, really looking forward to the night, see the other finalists, share stories, and again too, just to talk about mental health. And who would have thought 20 years ago that we'll be sitting here promoting mental health and talking about it? It's a fantastic leap forward, and it's something that we can all be proud of.
Well, the very best of luck for March, and we look forward to hearing from you then.
Thank you very much.